You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. The Phase 1 trade deal between the U.S. and China appeared fragile there for a bit. Tensions have flared, and China hasn't bought as much from the U.S. as it was obligated to. But U.S. and Chinese trade officials spoke on the phone last night and said the deal is alive and well. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, do you think the announcement regarding U.S.-China trade relations is actually moving markets?
I think it's contributing to it, but I think also global markets are to some extent catching up with the U.S. The U.S. has had a really extraordinarily good first 8 months of the year, given everything that's happened this year in the stock market. I think global stock markets are each catching up a little bit here.
The announced commitment to a U.S.-China trade deal, I mean, does that provide actual economic benefit, or is it just a reassurance that things aren't going to blow up?
I think it is reassuring because we've seen in recent years rising tensions with China across a number of issues, including trade. And of course, trade is one that really hurts business. But I think this phone call last night between the U.S. and China was delayed by 2 weeks. But still, it does suggest that there is continued commitment to the Phase 1 trade deal. And over the next few months, whatever else we see in terms of conflict between the United States and China, we still do seem to be more or less on track with regard to trade negotiations.
David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.